moment. Okay, let's go on.
Okay, good.
So, do we want to move into the next chapter, which is the centrum of gravity chain question, or do you have more to say about this chapter?
I want to thank Silverdale for and others for helping me get a better concept of the holy planet Purgatory. I think I have that as a pragmatic tool now. Thank you. And I want to just, is everybody okay with moving on to the next chapter, or do we need a few
There's
more
no
minutes or any
comments coming in
questions?
at the moment.
All right.
So, centrum of gravity question. A centrum of gravity question is an essential question which we use to create slight discomfort to
Oh,
keep
did
our.
we? I heard you say there's questions coming
I
in.
said there's not.
Oh, sorry.
A centrum of gravity question is an essential question which we use to create slight discomfort, to keep ourselves off balance in relation to the machine's ordinary mechanical state of self-oblivion.
I couldn't hear you because I didn't have my glasses on. But
I know that place.
I'm better now.
Well, go into the chapter anyway. You've got it in front of you.
Oh, I
But that's a very good point. That's the same reason that people don't understand the stuff that we're reading or talking about unless they see it and it's in the words that they can think about and then make up what they mean or what they assume that it means, instead of doing what Leona was talking about, which is to reference personal experience to sort it out. It's kind of the same kind of process.
I've got my glasses on now.
Okay,
So we
jump.
can. okay. This is the actual reading. I'm going to go ahead and read a few paragraphs because it's worth it. And then I think we're going to have a fun ability to come up with a nice exercise for each of us. We can make any question our temporary centrum of gravity until the machine awakens just by sheer agitation. But to make a question a working centrum of gravity, it must be an essential question, one that really is important to us, so that our thirst cannot be easily quenched. This can work for us in the awakening of the machine only if we do not fall asleep in the mechanical satisfaction of easy answers, especially answers from those whom we automatically admire because we believe they know more than we do, probably because they intentionally gave us that impression by use of clothing, atmospheric setting, and worshipful underlings.
You should wear something else, David.
Next time I'm going to bring forth different clothing and atmospheric settings, and I have some stuffed worshipful underlings that I'll be bringing too.
Oh, good. Is one of them an anteater?
That's private. Now, so the author says to us, CJ is telling us, we can make any question our temporary centrum of gravity until the machine awakens, just by sheer agitation. And that reminds me of a little quick story. I'm mindful of the time, but I have enough time to tell it. It'll take just about a minute or two. When I was, I took these meditation courses years and years and years ago from a guy named Teek Tian An in L.A. And he would, he told us about this experience he had with this Rinzai Zen Roshi. Rinzai Zen is where they give you a koan. A koan is given to you by your teacher, and in essence, it's an unanswerable question for where your state of being is at that moment. Basically, he gives you the question knowing that the only way to answer it is to go to the next level. Now, the clincher is that every morning at 6 a.m., all of the participants in the monastery would get up and have to give him the answer that morning. He might have given you the koan yesterday, but he wants the answer that morning. So everybody would line up, and they'd wait at the door, and each person would come in individually. So they'd walk in the door, and they'd sit before him and attempt to give the answer. Well, if the answer was wrong or stupid, he'd ring his bell and send you on your way.
Is this how the gong show started?
Only for you to show up again the next day with the same requirement. Some people, as they would walk into the room, the presence where he was at, he'd ring the bell, knowing there's no way you know the answer to your koan. Get out of here.
It's the gong show.
So it created this incredible pressure of how to answer this question. And it was referred to as like having swallowed a hot iron ball, and it just sat there. And that just sitting there part is what created change for those individuals. I mean, every day you had to come before this fellow and, well, what's the answer? To really make a question mean more than just monkey curiosity, we must not seek a quick end to our restless inquiry. And as William Blake said, if a fool would but persist in his foolishness, he would become wise. So we're looking for a question that we can't let go and that just kind of like is stuck to us. If we can use this process of deep questioning to penetrate the surface of the machine's mental apparatus, we can reach the deeper, more primitive levels of the machine, as indicated by the disturbances produced by the questioning. Serious questioning of a particular type, along with exact efforts to awaken the machine, will result in interperturbations which show us that the machine is definitely protecting something which it does not want to see.
Mm.
When the machine is in agreement with higher aspirations, which can only be the result of the mental centrum operating in the tail brain apparatus, we say that the machine has become purified, or as it was said by the first schools in ancient civilizations, we have become virtuous, meaning that the machine truly reflects higher aims and aspirations. And for me, that goes along with the idea of purgatory, is that the machine, as Silverdale calls it, the historical personality, is starting to align itself with its higher aim and aspirations. Something's happening there. There's a different alignment starts. Paste your centrum of gravity question on your forehead and carry it along with you wherever you go, seeing, speaking, listening only in relation to this question. Make this question your inner God. Although this seems like a small exercise, someday you may wonder about things on a much larger scale, and having performed this beginning exercise successfully, you'll then be able to exert the will to keep these questions alive until they have been answered to your complete satisfaction. So once again, it's a practice of developing a methodology. Now, the next 4 or 5 pages, EJ has given us 20 or 30 different questions as suggestions as to what the centrum of gravity questions might be. And page 107 is where it starts. And I thought it might be an interesting thing. I don't know if anybody's read this chapter yet or read through these questions,
I have.
but pardon?
I have.
Did
If
any
you.
of them catch your, like, stick on you?
Lots
And
of them did.
okay, did any of them like grab you like that? That's your question? And I'm
No.
wondering if we read through those and see which ones grab you, and see if does one of those question is one of those questions your question?
Well, for me, I mean, this might sound really crazy, but I know what my question is.
Excellent. What is it?
It's like, how come I can hear what trees speak?
Ah, that's a good question. What trees speak, right?
Yeah.
TREES,
Mm-hmm.
not TERESA.
No.
It's a different tree.
TREES. How come?
Okay. I've had that with rocks, by the way, so
Yeah, me too, yeah.
I understand your point. Okay. So the question is, so for you, it's like, how come you hear that? Let's see. Okay. So if you hold that question, in other words, you bring it onto the front burner rather than just a common observation the next time you're walking by a sturdy oak and it
But
bows.
it's excuse me for interrupting, but it seems like there's a place in me that says, no, don't do that.
Well, I understand that. The point is not to do it with your head.
That's a good thing to struggle with.
Yeah. It's not, you don't necessarily do it with your, you don't do it with your linear brain,
But the
period.
question is supposed to create slight discomfort and keep you off balance in relation to your ordinary mechanical state of self-oblivion.
I guarantee you, if you try, the mental centrum will come in, the regular mechanical associative thinking will come in and say, oh, here's the answer. Oh, here's the answer. Oh, here's the question is how to just hold it as a, in a sense, as a fresh question. Beautiful. I'm wondering if Path World has a question. Or if anybody has read through this, and there's like 40, I didn't count them all, but did any of them strike you?
Pathworld
Read
says
through them.
yes. Do tell
Yeah, you do.
Pathworld, what is it? Might take her a minute to type it up, so you might want to go on and we'll come back to it.
I've always had the question when I drive past the cleaner in town. My question is, what is Martinizing?
Oh, here's one of these I really relate to. What is the importance of humor in the work? How can we be sure we really have a sense of humor and not just more automatic defenses of the machine? That one
Yeah.
bothers me on a regular basis.
So can you hold that question? Just it's just there as a question. And it's what sometimes it's referred to as the long thought in some literature. It's the long thought. Oh, here's the answer. Da 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 da. Wrong. It's the long thought.
That's the
And you just
gong from
hold it.
the previous commentary, the bell. Pathworld said, how do I experience silence? And for a pause, I have my own, and it's why can't I let go? And Sama, we got one the other day that stopped us in all in our tracks on our way to Amboy. Don't walk faster than Pilar or slower than Jen, but P was in the back and J was in the front. We all stopped and tried to figure it out logically.
And you can't, but it was a useful conundrum to hold in your mind for that period of time. It stretched you. Nice photos, by the way.
And Sama said it made us very aware of how and where we were walking.
Yeah, and you walked gently on the earth because you weren't in, oh, I know, oh, I know, oh, I know. Was it Leona that said about the trees?
Yes.
Yeah. Next time you walk by a tree, it'll be slightly different, I venture to say. Particularly if you can hold it.
Oh, and I like this one. What exactly is the difference between sensing and feeling? I've been scratching at that one for a long time.
Okay. Who asked that question?
I did.
Okay.
What's so funny?
It's quite deep. It's a deep question.
Very deep question. It's fundamental to all of the chapters, all of the practices that we're doing. And if we think about what we originally said way back when we were talking about how feeling is defined, feeling tends to be a reactive response to something. Sensing is an awareness, an exercise of your attention, but an awareness of the space, and sometimes for some people that becomes your eyes. You see a little bit better with that mechanism.
But if I taste
something,
if I taste something that is like I taste like a grapefruit this morning, I tasted it, and I had a feeling at the same time as I tasted it, like sensing and tasting become one.
Okay, good. Any other question takers?
Not so far.
I'm going to read about 5 or 10 questions and then just see if anybody responds to any of them. It's a fun exercise, and it's one that I hope that we can do during the next week and share back with each other in the class, because it's a way for all of us to work on behalf of each other, too.
Lee said, what am I doing?
Who is?
Townsy girl, Lee.
Okay. All right. What occurs within us that does not just happen by itself? Why is it necessary to know the human biological machine exactly and intimately? How is it possible for us to become responsible for the actions of our own biological machines? Have we ever produced just one completely original thought, a thought which originated with us? Can we possibly do this without simply synthesizing results of our conditioning? Why is it necessary to force destiny? Why can't we just wait for evolution to happen by itself?
Good question.
Go ahead.
Good question.
What exactly is the meaning of redemption? What is it that can suffer redemption? How can a permanent identity become fixated? How can we be sure we do not crystallize ourselves in a higher dimension before we achieve the highest possible evolution as individuals? Even if we knew how to accumulate higher substances, how could we create the necessity for higher bodies? What influence does our conditioning have on our attitudes, decisions, moods, ability to be receptive to new ideas? If we know nothing about the work, much less how to get ourselves accepted into it, how do we know we want this for ourselves? What does it mean to catch oneself red-handed? Does this relate to the use of small habits as cattle prods? How can we do this for ourselves independently of outside help? And so on and so forth. I mean, there's literally question after question. What is the importance of hospitality in the work? How can we ever hope to discover its laws and customs if they have been lost in contemporary civilization? Is there any objective use for personal surrender? To what or to whom ought we surrender, if there is? So my thought is that maybe we can read through this, or if some of us already have a question and have that question and just sit with it for a week as a question, as the exercise is being offered to us, let it sit there in that manner. Let it just come forth and just be with it as a question and attempt not to just answer it. And then maybe we can bring our results back to each other and we can share and see, gosh, here's what I found out. Here's what I thought. Here was my question. I'll share the question that I'm going to work on. Mine is, what exactly is the meaning of redemption? What is it that can suffer redemption?
Townsie Girl said, so sit in the question and observe the results in terms of thoughts, feelings, and actions. Yes, and sensations.
Yeah.
So everybody's awfully quiet. I think we may be at the end of the evening. Townsie Girl added, awe, other than the sensation of puzzlement. Okay. Yes, the puzzlement is part of it. And do remember that, as the header suggests, that there would be some slight discomfort and some feeling of being off balance in relation to the ordinary mechanical state of self-oblivion. So if no one has anything else to bring forth, then we could end for tonight. Anything else for you, David?
I'm just in my question.
Well, we all were. We could sit in silence for a long period of time, but it makes a very boring recording later. So, we
Had to
could
be there.
maybe get off the phone and continue to mentate in our questions with one another over the distance. And Townsy girl, T, say that oblivion thing again. Okay, I'll say the oblivion thing again. The centrum of gravity question is an essential question which we use to create slight discomfort to keep ourselves off balance in relation to the machine's ordinary mechanical state of self-oblivion. It's what we're walking around in, pretending we're awake when we're really asleep. Okay.
Got it.
Good.
Great. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, we will speak next week, same time, same station, and blessings to everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.